I've got a victory living inside of me. I got the greater one. I can overcome. This ain't no time to turn back, no place to grow slack. I gotta keep pressing on till every battle is won.
Good morning, class.
Good morning, Brother Keith.
Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and this is Faith School. Faith School's the place where my spirit is fed, where my faith grows stronger, and where I learn how to be an overcomer. When Jesus was on the earth ministering to people, he talked a lot about faith, and he remarked about where faith was and where it wasn't. Sometimes even his own close disciples, he would say, how is it that you don't have any faith? Or he would say, oh, ye of little faith. And there were a few instances where he said, that's great faith. Mm-hmm. Hadn't seen faith like that anywhere in the country. How many want to be that category, that great faith, that strong faith? Well, you remember the people he said that about? They weren't some superhuman people. A lot of them that he talked about may not have been able to read, you know, much less quote all the scriptures or anything like that. Faith is a choice. It's a choice. And when you choose to believe what God said, even when so many things don't look that way and don't feel that way, that is strong faith. And it honors God. It trusts. It shows trust, and that honors him. I know some years ago, there was something going on, and, you know, if more people see you than like TV and that kind of thing, there's more opportunity for somebody to say something negative that doesn't know you. And somebody was trying to say something negative about me to some folks in another part of the country, and it got back to me that they had said it, and the person said to them, well, I don't believe that. I know Brother Keith, and I just don't think that's right. Well, he was right, but that honored me. Can you see what I'm saying? That he said, no, I know him. That's just not true. I don't believe that. And so when it comes to God, how many think we ought to honor him, right? Yeah. And if he says something, even if it looks and feels completely the opposite, he's right, and we're going to take his word over everybody else's word. We're going to trust him.
Amen.
Said out loud, Lord, I trust you.
Lord, I trust you.
I choose to trust you.
I choose to trust you.
Above what I see.
Above what I
hear.
I
choose you.
I choose you.
Father, all of us do. We agree together as touching this, and we are saying thank you that you have chosen us. And you have trusted us to be a part of your family and to follow you, even entrusted us with jobs to do. Thank you so much. And because of your faithfulness, we make the quality decision to never question you unbelievingly and not doubt you, but to trust you completely because you are worthy of that trust. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
If you would look with me again in Psalm 23, we've been on a series that we're calling Faith for Provision. And we're going one by one through 30 reasons from the Word why we are sure abundant provision is always God's will for us all. That's a big statement. It's an all-inclusive statement. Abundant provision, that's not barely getting by, is always, huh?
Yes.
God's will for us all. Big statement, right? Mm-hmm. Well, could you say that God's not willing that any should perish?
Yes.
Could you say that? I'm just quoting scripture.
Yes.
Well, then would it be true that full salvation is always God's will for us all?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
But are there people perishing?
Yes.
Yes. So just because something's God's will doesn't mean it's going to be that way in your life. Because God's not going to override your and my choice and our will and force us to believe something or to trust Him, to receive something of Him, even if our life depends on it. He will not force us, because it's the enemy that's the manipulator, the forcer. He's going to push you. He's going to make you do it, and that's evil. Forcing somebody to do something against their will, even if their life depends on it, is evil. And God is not evil. He's good.
Amen.
And so it is up to us. But how many would lift a hand and say today, I choose to trust God? Hallelujah. Oh, that makes all the difference in your life and what happens after this life. But if you want to have God's full provision in this life, you need to have faith in Him for it. And that faith would come only from hearing what He said about it. You know, some have had some goofy ideas about faith. Faith in God can only be based on what He said. If I'm going to trust Him to do something, it'd have to be based on what He told me He would do. Faith in me be the same way. Faith in you. Faith in me can only be based on what I told you. If you say, I'm just going to believe that Brother Keith comes and cuts my grass and does my laundry. Can you believe for that? Well, people think so. They think, well, yeah, you know, I can't. No, that would be presumption. The first question I could ask is, who told you that I would come cut your grass and do your laundry? Well, I'm just believing it. Believing what? Mm-hmm. See, you can't believe that I would do something I never told you I would do.
That's right.
You could wish, you could hope. You can imagine, right? But you can't believe it, because there had to be something to believe,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Believing refers to something specific that I gave you to believe. And so you don't just pull something off the top of your head and go, I'm going to believe that God does this. Mm. Well, did He tell you He would do that? What did He say? So you see what I'm saying? There's a lot of confusion about these things. That's one reason we have faith school.
Amen.
Right? Yeah. We need to talk about this. We need to get these things settled and sorted. When you say, well, I have faith. Faith in what? Based on what? Faith is not just grabbing something out of the air. When we talk about faith, we're specifically talking about faith in God.
Amen.
Not just faith. Faith in God. Another word for faith is trust. Trust. What can we trust God to do? What He told us, right? What He told us. That which is why, if we're going to have faith to trust God for provision, what did He say? It's got to start there. You don't just grab someone. I'm just going to believe that God does this, you know, just guessing and it's just out of the blue. No. What did He say? Because you can count on Him to do what He said.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can count on that.
Yes.
But that, you know, presupposes you got to find out what He said. And He said a lot.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
He said a lot about provision.
Yes.
He said a lot of good things that will just thrill your heart and bless your soul. If you will understand, God said that. Yes, He did. Yes, He did. God said that to me. Yes, if you'll believe Him and be one of His, it will bless you. It will lift you, and it can get you to the place where you just are not even concerned that you're not going to be able to pay bills or you're not going to be able to do what you need to do. Why? He told me. Oh, come on. He told me this, and I can count on what He told me.
Amen.
So this doesn't cover all of them, but I figured, you know, 30 solid things that He told you should help you to become convinced, Right? How many reasons would you need? I mean, if 30 wouldn't do it, 40 probably wouldn't do it either. It's a choice, right? What did he say? Number one was, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not lack. Did he tell you he's your shepherd? Did he tell us he'd take care of us? He did. So that's a reason. Second reason was the goodness of God. Third was the fatherhood of God. Fourth was the creation of God. Fifth was the God's will in heaven. Sixth was the God of Abraham. One thing we're going to talk about later as we go, but is God a respecter of persons? The Bible said he's not. Does he play favorites?
No.
So would he do something for Abraham but say no to us? He'd say no. Well, actually, we're the seed of Abraham, right? And the blessing of Abraham belongs to the seed of Abraham. No, that was our next point, was the seventh one, was we are the seed of Abraham. Then number eight, we talked about the blessing of tithing. Then number nine, honor and riches. Number 10, wisdom and wealth. Number 11, being imitators of God. We're down to the 12th one now. So we're getting there almost halfway in our study. But number 12, we are sure. Abundant provision is always God's will for us all because of the great I am. What does that mean? God has revealed himself as I am. And in with that includes the idea that he does not change. He is the unchanging I am. And so you can't say, well, he used to be, but he's changed. Mm-mm. Then he wouldn't be I am. He's always I am. And nobody has a right to change it and say, well, you know, yeah, God, you know, he made Abram rich and David and Solomon and Job and all, he did all these things, but you know, he's not doing that now. He's doing something different. Well, you're saying he changed. And I've heard people say that, well, you know, God don't care about that. Well, in reading the scriptures, he used to.
Amen.
Right? He brought it up. Yeah. He made a point. Well, yeah, but you know, it's new covenant now and he doesn't care. Well, he changed with the new covenant. God changed. With the new covenant. Doesn't sound right, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Because it's not right. He doesn't change. Now in Exodus, let's look at it again. Exodus 3 and 6, he was telling Moses as he looked there at the burning bush, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Verse 13, Moses said to God, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am that I am. I'm that I am. And he said, thus shall you say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. This, when God says things and he does things, it's forever. Yeah. Forever, O Lord, your word is established. And so there'll never come a point where he says, well, yeah, I said that all those centuries ago, but, you know, scratch that. We're doing something else now. Never, never. Because that would imply it wasn't perfect when he said it. It was imperfect. But when he says, I am, you tell them, I am has sent you. Well, the word am could be translated and is translated be, but I think a good word with us is exist. He exists. And isn't that one of the most basic things that there is? Romans 10 talks about this. How will they call on him in whom they haven't believed? What's the answer? If you don't believe there is a God, if you don't believe that God exists, You're not going to call on a non-existent God. You're not going to pray to something that doesn't even exist. And that's where millions of people are right now. They've decided, you know, God doesn't exist. They can't explain where everything came from, but it's a choice. It's about honesty. And really, people who reject God are dishonest internally. Now, I know, you know, some people may have an issue with that. It's just a fact. Deep calls into deep. And the Bible talks about it in Romans that even God's eternal power and Godhead are revealed by what is made. Everything you see, the air you breathe, the sun shining in the sky, the earth, the trees, the animals, everything you see is telling you God exists. Now, you can ignore it. You can try to explain it away some way. God won't make you accept Him. He won't force you. But if you do reject that, you're not just rejecting Him. You're overriding your own heart. Because your heart knows better. Your heart knows. Why? Well, humanity came out of God. He breathed into Adam life. And he became alive, a living soul. And so the very essence of our being, we exist because He exists, right? We came out of His existence, and whether your mental faculty acknowledges it or not, the essence of your being and the inside of you, your spirit, your soul, cries out for the living God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And nothing, nobody else, nothing else can satisfy that.
Amen.
That cry for God. That desire for God. You can suppress it, but it's internal dishonesty. Oh, and when you agree, hallelujah, when you agree, the limitations come off.
Yes.
The cover and the blinders come off.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And your soul rejoices, yes, in the One who exists.
Amen.
In the One who made you.
Yes.
Come on, everybody, lift up a hand and say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for making us.
Thank you
for letting me live.
Thank you for letting
giving
me live.
Existence.
Giving me existence.
Giving me consciousness.
Giving me
awareness.
Awareness.
Redeeming me.
Redeeming.
Giving me a future,
with you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Man, this is something we can thank God about every morning, every noon, every night. Why? Are you glad to exist?
Yes.
Huh? And even though your body is aging and temporary, yet the inner man is renewed.
Amen.
Day by day and will never cease to exist. And so when you realize, I'm going to be around forever,
mm-hmm,
with God,
yeah,
helps you to relax. You go,
yes,
okay, all right, I'm going to be here. I'm going to be around, right?
Amen.
And the stability that comes from knowing you call the great I Am your Father. And He knows you and called you by name. Whew, this makes us stable. This gives us security. What's that got to do with provision, Brother Keith? Everything, because everything you and I would want or need in provision, it'd have to exist for us to have access to it. And He had to exist for every good thing to exist.
Amen.
He said, you tell them, I Am has sent me to you. Go with me, if you would, to James, the book of James. We had seen in Malachi 3, we looked at this a couple of times, Malachi 3:6, he said, I am the Lord, I change not. You want this to be an anchor to your soul. Faith is not mental. Faith is not a product of reasoning or just intelligence. Faith is of the heart. Just because you heard something and you have knowledge doesn't mean you have faith. It's a choice. And one of the reasons I'm giving you not one, not two, not three, but 30 reasons from the Word is because the Word has a displacing effect on fear and unbelief. And it's not your and my head that needs to be informed, and that's the end of it. Our faith must be, our heart, I should say, must be persuaded. Because with the heart, man believes, the Scripture says. So what has to happen is your heart has to become fully convinced, completely persuaded of a thing. That's why we're giving you one, two, three. And if you're thinking, well, okay, maybe so, we're going to hold on. Five, six, seven, eight. Why? In order to really have faith, you got to come to the point where you're not questioning it anymore. Amen. Right? Amen. If you're questioning it, you're wavering. And this same book of James says, if you're wavering, don't let that person think they'll receive anything of the Lord. What do you mean? Well, maybe he is. Maybe he's not. Maybe there's a God. I just don't know. Does it matter? Can we know? Yeah, it matters. Your whole life is dependent on it. Amen. Your eternity is dependent on it. There are certain things you got to decide. You got to get it settled. Your life depends on it. Your eternity depends on it. Do not just rock along and go, well, you know, I don't know that anybody can know. You can know.
Yes.
You can be sure.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can be free from confusion and darkness.
Yes.
He exists.
Yes. Yes, he does.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The I am is. The I am exists. He's real. He's real. And the moment you look up and say, I believe you, Lord. I believe, I mean, just like that, the moment you start showing him some acknowledgement and respect, he will start revealing himself to you.
Yes. Yes.
Immediately. And the further you go with him, the more he'll reveal to you. There's just no end to how good it can be. But if you pull back and draw back and say, well, I just don't know, I just don't know, I just don't know. The Bible said, he said, I have no pleasure in him that pulls back. Draws back. Why? Because there's really no excuse.
That's right.
Take a breath. Should you thank anybody for that? Huh?
Yes.
Can you think? Are you aware? Are you alive? That just happened by itself? Where did it all come from? It's a choice. But the moment you decide to believe in the I am, you're on your way from revelation to revelation, faith to faith, light to light. Now he said, I am the Lord, I don't change. I change not, therefore you sons of Jacob are not consumed. And Lamentations 3, I'll just read that while I'm here. He said, it is of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Again, he doesn't change. Every morning, he's available with fresh mercy.
Yes.
Oh, somebody say, thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Never. The Bible said, come boldly before the throne of grace. We may obtain mercy, find grace to help in the time of need. Never will you come to go to the throne of God and an angel intercept you and go, no, I wouldn't go in there today. God's mad. He's upset. He's not having a good day. You better come back tomorrow. No. God is not flippant. He's not unstable. He doesn't change. Doesn't change. Oh, this is one of the greatest things about him. He is, the Bible said about Jesus, he is the same yesterday and today and forever. You can count on him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, he used to enjoy making his covenant people rich.
Amen.
Yes. I mean, he really
yes.
did it.
Yes.
And did it big.
Yes.
When did he get tired of that? When did he change and say, you know, I'm just not into that anymore? He didn't change. Men changed. Religious tradition. The enemy got in with some wrong ideas. And people have come to the thought that, you know, God didn't want you to have. Well, that's too expensive. Well, okay, if he didn't want you to have that, what else does he not want you to have? Where's the line? And who made you the standard?
Amen.
Of what all of us have to live by. You understand what I'm saying? No, we're not supposed to compare ourselves among ourselves or judge ourselves by ourselves. We need to go to the Word.
Amen.
What did he say? What did he say he wants for us?
Yes.
Well, James 1, verse 17, it says, every good gift and every perfect, or that's complete gift, is from above. Not the enemy, only from God. And it comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is what?
No
variableness, neither shadow of turning. And the shadow is like the shadow that the sun would cast because of a different angle and because things are turning, right? The planet's turning, you know, the planets are orbiting, as well as rotating and all that kind of thing. And that's how you get shadows, because it's in a different position. The planets are in a different position or a different axis or a different tilt. Not God.
Amen.
He's always full bright.
Yes, yes.
Full bright, no shadow. Woo. Just light. Just life. Just good.
Yes.
Every day.
Yes.
Every night. All the time.
Yes.
Why? Because, and what's coming out of him? Every good.
Yes.
Every good.
Yes.
Every good. Every complete. And no change.
Amen.
Oh, somebody say no change. No change. No change. What's God's will? What was God's will back then? Blessed. Increase. Abundance. What about now? What about tomorrow? What about the next day? Huh? No change. No change. They laugh at us sometimes in Florida. What's the weather report? 80 degrees and sunshine. Don't you ever get tired of that? No. Well, God, what's the report? God is good, and he's doing good, and he's never going to change. That's it for today. Come back. We'll get into more tomorrow in Faith School.
I've got the victory living inside.
Thank you for joining us at Faith School. Class is dismissed for today, but you can watch this and other episodes of Faith School free of charge at faithschool.org. For more information, visit our website or call us at 941-702-7390.